Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MUSICSPEAKS at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today. Like so many of you, we battle depression through life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing we could rely on to get us through the tough times we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music, share our stories through songs and lyrics,
interview musicians and other artists,
break down genres,
deep dive into band biographies,
and much, much more.
This is the Woodward Fail
Music Speaks Podcast
with Blake Mosley,
James Todd,
and Amanda Dolan.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Woodward Fail Music Speaks Podcast, where we fight depression with the power of music. I have another interview today, which I'm so excited for. She makes me like I'm lazy sometimes, and I just told her that, so it's all good. But her name is Kelda Music. It's spelled Kelda, just regular, and music is M-U-Z-I-K.
Yes.
All right, cool. All right. Well, you are a... Okay, so let's see, you are a TV host?
Uh-huh.
You're a rapper, writer, songwriter.
Yep.
Everything. And you do have several businesses.
Yes.
Right.
That's correct. Yes.
Yes. So you have a business called TAMZ, T-A-S-M-Z.
Yep.
Yes. And for what those people who don't know, it's World's Finest Beret, correct?
That's right. And all I'm right. wearing one right
yes.
now.
All right. So when did you start this? Because I looked you up and I couldn't find much about it. So I would like you to, yeah.
Yeah. So yes, Kelda music from the Bay Area, California Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, however people like to put it. And yeah, you know, like to sum things up, I always just tell everyone I'm an entertainer, entrepreneur, and been doing this for so many years, since I was a kid, actually. And then, you know, took a break for a while and started taking it seriously again when I was around 17 years old. Released my first album when I was 21 and just started doing shows. And for me, being a musician first is what opened the door for me to expand in the industry to where I'm doing acting now. I'm doing TV hosting. I'm producing merchandise.
Right, your own merchandise, which is great. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Big time. Yeah, yeah. And let me tell you, it's a lot of hard work. And I mean, that explains why I don't have a family or kids or anything like that, because I'm just like, I don't have time to take care of another human. I need to take care of myself and my brands. My brands are my babies.
Yeah, because, well, you hit the point, because I don't have a girlfriend, I don't have kids also, so I'm in the same boat as you are. But I think it's more about mental health also. You know, you need time for yourself too.
And, oh, definitely.
And that's one of the things that we tend to talk about here, along with music, you know.
Oh yeah.
So with all this going on, first of all, I want to know if you are getting a good amount of sleep at nighttime, all nighttime.
Yes, like okay, the good. Reason okay. why my day, yeah, because like the reason why my day is limited is because, yes, I make sure I get more than enough sleep. If I don't get 8 hours, I'm getting 10 hours.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So just enough to re-energize myself to prepare for everything I have to do the next day. As a matter of fact, tomorrow, I plan to go to bed like around 6 o'clock because I'm going to be featured in a parade the next morning. And I have to leave here around 1 a.m. to be there at 4 a.m. because it is, you know, a couple hours driving. And I'm going to be featured on a parade that's going to be filmed on ABC in Sacramento. And, you know, I know the hours are going to throw me off, but hey, when it's something, when it's an opportunity, you got to make sacrifices for it. Yeah. You know what I mean? So if I don't get enough sleep tomorrow and I'm tired Monday when I get there, that's just what it's going to be. You know what I mean? Yeah. But that's why I'm making sure I'm getting energized now and, you know, staying home today and doing some stuff on my laptop and just getting ready for tomorrow night.
Nice. And I guess there's a lot of coffee in your life too, right? Mine's...
Yeah, energy drinks, yep.
Yeah.
I started drinking coffee recently.
Yeah.
I've been actually choosing, you know, specific kind of coffee to drink, like, what is it called? Mushroom coffee.
Oh, I've heard great things about that.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. It's really good. And and it just recharges your entire body and gets your blood flow going and, you know, makes you want to work out and eat right. You know what I mean? It's like, it's really healthy.
Yeah. There's a... I heard that mushrooms are like very good for your body and mind too. You know, they'll do more things for you. And I don't think a lot of people realize that besides you and me and most of the mushroom people in the world.
They are pretty good for you. You know, I've just been making myself one cup of it every day. You know what I mean? I don't like to overdo it because then I'll just be all over the place.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but yeah, it's as an entertainer, entrepreneur, or, you know, career person, business person, it's always best to take care of your mental health first. Get as much sleep as possible, work out, drink a lot of water. There's been times where I've drinking nothing but water, like for a whole week.
Yeah.
And, you know, no soda, no sugary drinks, nothing. So, yeah.
I'm trying real hard not to go to McDonald's anymore. You know, but for Christmas, my mom got me a gift card to McDonald's. I'm like, no, what are you trying to do to me?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I got to go spend that gift card. But yeah, it's cool. so I found out that you are a Did you have music in your? Let me back up. I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay, so you are known for rap. You're a rap hip hop career, but you're also do the EDM music and pop music.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Kind of just like what a lot of these artists are doing today. You start dabbling into other genres,
right?
And you know, because once you've already become successful in one genre, you could branch out, you know, just like how Beyonce's doing country music, right? Mm-hmm. Or you even have some female rappers that, you know, do pop songs. Or you had, at the time, rapper Nelly was doing country music. So I started dabbling into EDM and released a project called The Diva Workout. And I catered it to encourage women to start working out, getting involved in fitness. And hey, you always need something something to listen to that's going to keep you going. So I did that. And then I released another song called Fall Apart. And that's an EDM track. And it's opened doors for me in other avenues, you know, in the EDM world. And gosh, it just makes you appreciate music so much because there's so much you can do with music and there's so many creators out there and you don't have to stick to one genre. You could do, you know, whatever you want. You know, it's all about what feels good to you and what and how like other people are going to react to it.
Yeah. Well, I listened to some of the most recently today and the other day. And Power Trip and the Nick is my two favorite songs.
Oh, okay.
Diva TV, the album which came out last year. Well, this past year. It came out June 3rd.
And then
the newest song, Sweat It Out, which to me, that's a great song because it's more like a good song feel vibe to it, you know? And to me, that's kind of a blend between Mexican music and pop music. Or am I not getting into the whole thing?
Like
mixing and like samba. Is that
okay. With that Sweat It Out song, that was actually inspired when I went to the Caribbean performing out there and just listening to, you know, their music. It's, you know, what is it? Calypso, reggae, you know, reggaeton. And I just incorporated that into, you know, me being a hip hop artist. And, you know, it sounds a little poppy, dancey, little Caribbean style, and a little hip hop. Right. So it's like you put all those ingredients together and boom.
Now, when I was growing up, I had no idea that I was going to be a podcast host. You know, I've always wanted to be something else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But with music and the way that you all have this amazing career, did you always want to be a hip-hop artist first and then, like, branch off? Well, that's kind of a yes, because you just said you're done with everything, you know. But is your favorite genre hip-hop? Because sometimes it's not the same... Somebody likes metal, but your favorite one is hip hop, you know?
Right.
Do you share
that? Yeah, definitely. Hip hop is my first love, first passion. And, you know, based on that, that's where, you know, again, I started dabbling into different genres. But yeah, hip hop definitely first. I will say, though, when I was in my teens, I tried singing. And I remember I released an album. It was unofficial. You know, I wasn't signed to a label or anything, but I was working with a production company and I released my first R&B pop album. And it was a struggle.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was a struggle. And singing is no joke. You know what I mean? For people that think, oh, I could sing, you know, or use all these new tools that are out right now. Like, it's really, really, it's really hard. And so... You know, as I started just, you know, networking with more people and different producers, I started writing more. And when I wrote more, I felt like I could express myself more. So when I walked into this one producer studio and I just read him or I rapped to him what I read, and what I wrote. And he was like, yeah, you need to get in the booth and that needs to be your thing. You know what I mean? And boom, here we are today. You know what I mean?
Well, speaking on that and performing live too, because I read some of your articles and I know we all get nervous from time to time, you know, that's common nature, you know. But I find it very, very odd that nobody has asked you this. Do you enjoy the excitement of being nervous at all? Or
no.
Okay.
No, you know why? And it's funny you asked that because when you're nervous, you're thinking and concentrating on your nerves opposed to giving a good performance, right? And so there were a few times, you know, when I performed and say if it's not a massive audience, but maybe like a room full of 50 people, right? The smaller the crowd is, the more nerve-wracking it is, you know, because it's just all eyes on you.
Right.
But yeah, there's been times where I'm concentrating on not messing up and being nervous opposed to giving it the best you have, right? And just performing and doing you. And so that's happened to me a few times where I'm just like, I'm going to mess up. Oh, I messed up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or for me, whenever I have a booking, I don't like to be one of the artists that are waiting backstage in the green room or just lingering around the venue. Like, let me know what my call time is and I will be there, you know, within 20 minutes before my performance.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't like to just linger around and look at how big the crowd is or.
I guess that builds up more nerves that you don't need, right?
Yeah, like, exactly.
What am I doing? Like, oh,
yeah. I just like to come out on stage and boom, be surprised. Everybody's right. Out here. And if I see who I know, I do, I don't, whatever. But it's just better that way.
Would you rather perform in front of your friends or like complete strangers, you know? Because I know friends can be like, you know, they can egg you on or like they can do some stupid stuff and you're like lose concentration and you're like, oh, crap, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, usually I have things coordinated ahead of time so that there's no mishaps like that would happen because yeah, people could do some stupid stuff on stage or, you know, anytime. But I normally have two dancers. I'll have a hype person and we'll, you know, we'll do, quite a few rehearsals prior to the show. So, again, there's no surprises. There has been a few times like where I performed at a university and, you know, you got the college kids that are, you know, the frat boys who get hella drunk and want to start, you know, jumping on stage and dancing and kind of, you know, ruining your performance or whatever, but you just have to ignore them. And normally if security doesn't come on time, somebody's going to get them off stage because it's like, what the hell are you doing?
Right. Or you just kick them in the face. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, well, I guess you can just kick them in the face too if, you know, security doesn't show up, you know.
Right, there you go. Boom, get out of here.
Because I'm sure there's times we almost had to, correct? I mean, security doesn't always. Yeah.
Yeah, there's been a couple times. And, you know, I just try to ignore them. And I let them make themselves look stupid, you know? Go ahead and make an ass out of yourself. Because there's going to be one person in the crowd that's not happy about that.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're not waiting to see my reaction. They're waiting for you to get off stage so they could freaking toss you up a few times for ruining.
It will be on YouTube the next day. It will be on YouTube the next day.
So or it'll be on YouTube, social
or TikTok
media,
or whatever.
Exactly.
You know, because we're living in some very different times from like the 90s, you know? I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, you know? What question?
Sometimes, like for a while though, it was like a trend where people would love to destroy an artist's performance, or whether it's throwing something on stage, jumping on stage, yelling something stupid, you know what I mean? Just anything to go viral and to mess up the performance. And it's just like, okay, is it worth it?
Right, exactly, yeah. Because the question I was going to ask you is, what do you think about the female rapper now as opposed to back then, because I know, because I've seen something on TLC, like they sold like 20 million albums and yet they're still broke, you know? So mm-hmm. being your own, in your own company, the Digs Media Company, the Digs Music Group, D-I-G-Z. Mm-hmm. What do you think about like independent as opposed to like, you know, national brand?
Independent opposed to signing with a major.
Right. Because it's like a double-edged sword, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Being independent gives you a lot more freedom and you get to create at your own pace and you get to do whatever you want. When you are with a major, it's a little bit different. It's like being hired to work for a corporate company. Right. You know, there's contracts you have to sign. There's rules you have to follow. There's people you have to listen to. There's a lot that you have to do. There's a schedule that you have to keep to. You know, you can't just decide when you want to stop. You have to fulfill your contract. Yeah. So, you know, back then when you did have, you know, your TLCs and Tony Braxton's and whoever else, you know, weren't happy with the results of their finances, you really have to have a good legal team behind you. Yeah. And, you know, make sure that every word is read and that you read it over and over again so that you understand what you're signing, because you have to understand, you know, you become someone's property when you sign a contract with them. You know, it's like getting married, right? You're making it official, yeah. Right? You
right.
Do everything, sign all the paperwork, taxes, all that stuff. You know, you say your vows or whatever. And hey, you can't cheat, right?
Yeah.
There's certain things you can't do. So same thing when you're signed to a major, you know what I mean? There's certain things you can't do and there's certain things you can do. And you really aren't your own artist anymore. You are their artist. And don't get me wrong, some artists like it like that because major labels offer a lot of, you know, financial support, bigger resources, global resources, whereas, you know, maybe as an independent artist, you only have access to doing shows in one region opposed to, you know, statewide or nationwide. So it just varies. So I like being independent. However, I think in the future I might seek a partnership. I like to call it a partnership opposed to signing with a label, signing a deal.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to say it's a partnership because I'm here to benefit you and you're here to benefit me.
Right.
You know, so it just really depends.
Without them taking advantage of you.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
Yeah, because I think I read you called it like a 360 deal. And that's
a 360 deal, yes.
I guess that's the thing is, the big company, you do what they say 360 days a year, right?
That's what it feels like. That's what it feels like, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, in the future, I'm going to seek a 360 deal. And, you know, it's where they take money from everything you do.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So, but again, if the deal is right, even if it takes a year to work out the contract, whatever, I just want it to be in my favor to where I'm satisfied with. Okay, you're taking money out of my talk show, out of my commercials, out of my films, out of my music, my TAMs, you know what I mean? So it's just all about having a good legal team behind you.
I wanted to, you mentioned this, and I love you for it, because you mentioned in the talk show, it's called Kelda Music Presents, right?
The talk show. It's Diva Talk Tonight.
Yes, I'm so sorry. That's on Tubi for anybody wanna watch. I haven't found it yet, but I'll get there. I'll get there. My question is, how has your music career made your aspirations as a TV host come to reality? You know, because they're two totally different things. You know.
Yeah, you know what? For me, it's all performing, and as a talk show host is performing, right? We watch Wendy Williams, we watch Jennifer Hudson Show, Kelly Clarkson. It's all about making people feel good. So you hit the stage, and whether you're singing, rapping, dancing, public speaking, or hosting, to me, it's all the same. It's all a form of art. It's all a form of creativity and then projecting that onto the audience, you know, or even just like a comedian. So for me, it's just, hey, if I'm performing at this event and then the next day I'm hosting, it's just all about who you are.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And giving a great performance.
Well, I figured, like, if you're entertaining people with your music, one day turn around and host TV show the other day, you know, you gotta have some kind of a mode to be in, you know, good mode. So what mode you have to be a musician as opposed to like a TV host? I mean, is it the same kind of mode, or I mean?
Yeah, you know, it's just all about what you feel is comfortable. And when you're comfortable doing that, then you're going to be successful at it. And for me, you know, music has always been a passion of mine, as well as writing and performing. And at the same time, you know, hosting and acting complements that. If anything, it helps me as a music performer better. It helps me better myself, you know, helps me improve my stage presence. Because regardless, whenever you're in front of an audience, you have to go into a different mode, right? And that's what we were talking about, nerves earlier, right? You got to reset those nerves. You have to clear your mind, clear your conscious, everything. And one key thing that I was in a play once called How Black Mothers Say I Love You. And the director, she said, the best way to protect your nerves, if you want, when you look into the crowd, look over people's forehead.
Yes.
So they'll think you're looking at them, but you're not. You're looking above them. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
right. And that's the best, right. And that's just the best way to calm your nerves and to put yourself in the mode that you need to be in.
Right.
Right. Yeah. To get the job done and get the job done well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a better way because I've heard, you know, imagine everybody naked. Yeah, I don't want to do that. You know, I was just.
I'll start laughing.
Right. Yeah. So I just want to look right above the head, but just like you said, and it works. You know, they can tell you that you're not looking at them. You know.
Yeah.
We have a few more questions. About like four more questions. So yeah.
Okay.
Well, I do want to thank you for so much for coming on.
Yeah. No, thank you for having me.
Sure. Okay, so you have one album called Diva Noise, and I love it because it's fully instrumental, right?
Yes.
So for everybody listening, there are some songs on this album which came out in 2022 that her new album is the same song but have lyrics on that.
Right? Yeah.
So in these 2022 songs, was it just the instrumental? And did you have to prepare for it, like with lyrics way down the road, or was this like intentional? Did you want to release instrumental and then?
Yeah. So with all the albums like Diva, TV, Shut Up, Listen. So these are all re-releases, right? They were actually released in like early 2000s and even like 2000 and all the way up till 2012. But what I did was I re-released these albums recently to, you know, play with the Spotify algorithm so I could get more listeners.
Right.
And what I did was I had, you know, as a music artist, you keep your session after you leave the studio. So that's your acapella, that's your instrumental, and then obviously a clean version of your song, a dirty version, right? Because that's what you can distribute to all the DJs so that they can start playing music in the clubs and, you know, all add them to their Spotify playlist. But I did something that I don't know too many other artists have done, but yeah, I just took all the instrumentals that I had and I said, hey, this is music. Let's release this as an album on its own for people that just want to listen to the instrumentals. And I love instrumentals. Yeah. I can listen to an instrumental album all freaking day.
Me too.
Because sometimes you're just like, you don't need the words put to the song, you know. I want to put those lyrics to the song, you know. But yeah, I released the instrumental album, and it's just for and it's really good for licensing placements and media placements.
And you can license them out to be royalty free so other people can use your music, but I mean, still credit, right? Well, I especially love instrumentals because I like to make my own words. Sometimes wrong, but that's okay. You know, it's instrumental. You know, nobody's looking. So you know, just make up your own music, you know? So I love you for that. Three more questions. Okay, so let's go back to your childhood era, okay? All right, so we're looking at Canada, like 10 years old, okay? What music poster on the wall does she have back then?
Michael Jackson. Yes. Love Michael Jackson. That's my all-time favorite performer, musician, entertainer,
Everything.
singer. Just, oh gosh, yeah. The guy was amazing.
So you had nothing but Michael Jackson on your walls.
Nothing but Michael Jackson. Nothing but I couldn't see past him. Obviously there was other music I listened to, but okay, I did at one point. I liked No Doubt. I remember buying their first album, The Tragic Kingdom, I think it was, and Gwen Stefani was just, she was that girl, you know what I mean? Everyone wanted to be her, blonde hair, red lipstick, and just that punk girl look, you know what I mean? So that was another album that I purchased, but yeah, Michael Jackson is the all-time favorite.
Well, I mean, Michael Jackson was in the League of Their Own because I can remember begging my mom to buy me the Black and White album. So much, that's so good, you know?
Gosh. I remember my parents bought the Black and White album, and then like when I was old enough to buy albums, I bought the Dangerous album, and then gosh, like it was another album that he released in the early 2000s, but his music is just so, you could just feel, you could feel how he was singing it in the studio, you know what I mean? Like you feel like you were in the session.
You feel like you were right
So
there with it. Yeah, exactly.
exactly. So
Two more questions, and then okay. Mount Rushmore. We're gonna do four of your favorite all-time artists, whether it's artists, CDs, or concerts, or whatever you want to do. You got four.
okay.
Who is your favorite of all time? I mean, like, yeah.
So, I would say Eminem. I also Jay-Z, E-40, Michael Jackson, of course. And was that four?
I think yeah, what's your four?
Okay, that was my four. Yep, there you go.
Well, we can go another 10 more. You know what? I mean, but like, okay, so I know for a fact that when you hang out with me, you're like, damn, I should have said this guy, this girl, you know, this band, you know, because it's always changing because music gets always so good. You never know
Yeah,
who
no,
to
you have
go.
just newer artists coming out, and you're just like, damn, you know, like, okay, you're my new favorite artist, you know, so yeah.
So I have a plethora of vinyl records that I know, and I don't know which one I want to play first.
In your
That's so
mind, you just
hard.
kind of put things in order, like, okay, I'm gonna listen to this album first, and then I'm gonna listen to just the single off this album. You know, you
But
just kind of
then
just
it
choose.
never works out that way. One
Right.
more question. Okay, now this is the hardest question I'm gonna ask for you today. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
You're like whatever. Okay. So, is there a artist, album, or a band that you can listen to right now, but you can't tell me or your parents or your friends how it makes you feel deep inside your soul?
I would have to say, I would say, geez, there's quite a few of them, damn it.
Well, I mean,
I would say, Rick Ross.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Right.
And the reason being is he's like the what's his name? What's that singer's name? Barry. Remember that jazz? No, he's not a jazz singer. He's like
Barry
an
White.
R&B singer.
Barry White.
Barry White, yes.
Yeah.
Like Rick Ross is the hip hop Barry White. His music, yes, his music is just so therapeutic. The way he raps over his music, his choice of words, choice of lyrics, arrangement. It's just, oh God, like anybody could listen to his music and just, you don't even have to know who he is, but his music, Maybach music, you know what I mean? Just every time he releases an album, a project, whatever, I'm always listening to it. So, yeah.
Well, Miss Kilda, we honestly do thank you for coming on today, and we encourage everybody to check out Kilda Music, MUZIK, no S,
Yep.
no C, Kilda, MUZIK. I just want to make sure for everybody.
Yep.
.com, and then you can she has Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, whatever, right? And make sure you go to Tams, where Tams. TAMZ.com and get your beret. Yes.
Yes, 10 different colors.
Okay. All right. Yes. So we honestly do love you and want to come back anytime you want to. Okay.
All right, thank you so much, James.
Right, thank you so much. And with that said, everybody that's listening, always remember when words fail, music speaks. Bye, guys.